city of Escanaba, and as you said, close by. And we're just trying to make it as easy for people to get around as we possibly can during the fair, realizing, of course, that the Escanaba River Bridge is still an impact on travel there, especially between Gladstone and Escanaba. So we're trying to anticipate the high volume of traffic that is usually seen around fairgrounds and try to make things safer and increase mobility for people.
All right, so what about the bridge? People have been asking me, and I figured, well, you know what? Poor Mr. Weingarten just got on the phone with me. I'm going to put him on the spot. Yep, go ahead.
Yeah, everybody's got questions about the bridge, and unfortunately, we don't have the answer for when work will resume on the bridge deck portion. As I've said before, and as I think most of your listeners are probably aware, there's a labor dispute between the contractor and one of the unions that's working on the job, and MDOT is not a party to that. I mean, we have a contract with the contractor, and our job is to oversee their work and make sure it gets done. But if they tell us they can't perform the work because of a labor dispute, there are provisions in the contract that allow. If they can't do the work, they can't do the work. So. The good news is that work on the project hasn't stopped completely. We've had earth-moving work that's been able to go forward, and the contractor's been able to grade the approaches to the bridge, the roadway, on either side, and there's going to be some concrete curb and gutter work going on there as well, and work on the non-motorized pathway that parallels the road and crosses the river at the bridge can continue too, but until we can get the bridge beams placed, that's the next major phase of work on the deck itself. We can't move forward on the remaining bridge span.
Well, Dan, let me ask you another question you may not be able to answer then, and you're certainly not a lawyer, but can't you just find this company in breach of contract and get someone else to do it, get another contractor to do it?
Well, I can't answer that question. I don't know the ins and outs of the contract, but I believe that there are provisions in the contract that relate what can happen in the event of a labor dispute. And our leverage in this case is limited. There are things that the contractor does have to do. They have to maintain a safe workplace. They have to, make sure that there's nothing that would be a danger to the motoring public while the labor dispute is ongoing, but I can't say that we could do more than that at this point. I know people are frustrated when they look and they see that a project doesn't appear to be progressing, and obviously the construction season is not endless. The longer this goes on, the longer the delay for setting the bridge beam continues, the harder it becomes to complete all the work that we have to get done before the end of the construction season in order to get it open. But we are waiting to hear when things can resume, and we'll do everything that we can to make sure that the work gets done by the end of the year once work can resume on the bridge. And obviously there'll be a point when that may not be possible anymore, but we'll certainly let people know if it comes to that, and let them know as much as we can about the construction schedule as we learn more details.
Dan Weingartner is a spokesman, Michigan Department of Transportation. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.